Originals, découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média du Festival international du film de Genève 2021 et membre du jury du European Script Award 2021.
Bonjour, nous sommes donc en direct du Festival international du film de Genève, le GIF 2021, dont Beta Série est partenaire. Beta Série également membre du jury du European Script Award, pour lequel nous interviewons aujourd'hui Matt Backer, qui est le scénariste de la série anglaise Before We Die, une série de 6 épisodes de 48 minutes qui est diffusée sur Channel 4 en UK actuellement et qu'on attend avec impatience sur nos écrans en France. So thank you very much, Matt, to be with us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Remy.
So, basic question to start with. What is Before We Die about? What the pitch of the series?
Before We Die is a very fast-paced crime thriller with a human story at its heart, a story of a mother and a son becoming estranged and then being brought together through the investigation of a crime.
Yeah, a lot of thrill in the first episode we watched yesterday. Why did you choose to adapt? Because this series is adapted from an original, which is a Swedish series, released in 2017. Is it a very close adaptation, or did you take a lot of freedom?
A bit of both, I think. I think anybody who's seen the original Swedish series will recognise the bones of the script. It's a very action-driven sort of plot, and I think a lot of the sort of plot points will be familiar to anyone who's seen the original. But I think what we in adapting it, what we were trying to do was to bring out the psychological drama at the heart of the story a little bit more. So we've taken it from a 10-episode. 10 times 58 minutes, it's become a 6 times 46 for the UK market, but we've kept the sort of central plot, we've got rid of all the sort of subplots, and we've sort of kept the central plot and then sort of expanded the psychological dimensions around it.
Yeah, so we recognize that it's the pace, the British series pace, a lot faster than the Nordic drama, the slower Nordic drama style there. How did you marry your own creative inputs with the initial creative concept while adapting? Did you discuss with the creators in Sweden? Did you do on your own? Did you develop new characters or...?
We didn't discuss with the original creative team in Sweden. I think sometimes, I think as a writer, sometimes in TV you have to sort of accept and let go. I hope the creative team in Sweden who were behind it would feel like it's a. You know, we've honoured the original spirit of the series in the adaptation we've made, but I think if you're going to adapt a series for a new market, you have to have the freedom to bring your own interpretation and your own cultural reference points to it. It's a bit like doing a cover of a great song, isn't it? You've got to bring your own interpretation to it. You can't be too bound up by a writer's original vision. You've got to create your own vision for it. So we didn't consult, but I hope they would recognise the bones of what was a very exciting story in the series we've made.
So when you did this work, how did you know when something worked better for a British audience? What is typically British that you have input? You said about psychology, for instance, because effectively the main character is very deep with a lot of facets, and so this is the big focus you had, psychology.
Yes, I mean, I think obviously the original story was a fantastic story, but there was so much plot in it. It was sometimes difficult. I think it was sometimes difficult for the audience to sort of take a pause and actually think how the characters might be reacting. What you've got is a sort of it's a sort of hyper concept, if you like. It's real people, but in a very heightened situation, experiencing very, very heightened circumstance. And I think the danger in those types of, you know, in action movies and very fast paced TV thrillers, the danger can sometimes be that the impact on the human, you know, the impact on the human psychology of these types of experiences can be sort of ignored. So I think what all we've tried to do is to is to really imagine what, you know, in to make the characters a bit more relatable rather than to for it to be just simply, you know, a series of chases and explosions, if you like. Just to so what we've added really are tend to be scenes that allow the characters to respond to circumstance a little bit more than perhaps they did in the original version that I was working from. Because remember, we'd cut it down from 10 episodes to 6. I'm not saying it wasn't there in the original. I'm just saying we had to sort of reinsert it, if you like.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. It's a very efficient show. And the main character is played by Leslie Sharp, with an amazing performance of a true, mature, you know, a policewoman, far from the clichés. Did you have her in mind already while writing?
The executive producers did, yes. We'd seen her in a play in the London Theatre, which whose name's escaped me for now. But yes, I think the exec producers were a big fan of Leslie. And the truth is, although I'm obviously a man rather than a woman, I think I've certainly talked to Leslie about the part, and what she said about it is that there aren't that many parts like this around for women in television and film. They're starting to become more, but what attracted her to it was the opportunity to be the lead character, to have a woman, an older woman, as a lead character in an action thriller. You know, obviously that's the sort of unique combination, I think, is you obviously do see parts for older women on screen, but they tend to be different types of parts, and this was a chance for her to play a part which wasn't really defined by her sex. I suppose what we did was then we added in the dimension of her sex into the character to make some of her reactions more feminine, and there's the psychology of it more feminine. But it was a great part to write and imagine and to create a sort of British version of it.
Yeah, speaking about these kind of characters, we think sometimes of The Fall or even Mary of Easttown. I mean, these women, you know, in their 50s or 60s. Any influence from a UK series while writing? Because this is quite, you know, a specialty in the UK, these crime dramas, super efficient, very strong plots, incredible characters. So are you in this kind of school, or do you have your own particularities?
No, I'm not conscious of it. I mean, I've watched a lot of British crime drama, and I think everybody would reference Line of Duty, because the thing about Line of Duty now, it's become a bit of a bar against which all other crime procedurals are measured, and the British audience, as a result of watching Line of Duty, has become very au fait with police procedure and even down to the language that police use. So it was definitely an influence in terms of we had to make sure that the crime plot at the heart of the story was authentic in a British context, even down to sort of simple details like British police officers don't carry guns routinely. And in an action thriller, it sounds like a small thing, but in an action thriller, not having to find a reason for a police officer to carry a gun in a sort of climactic action sequence is quite a big deal. So there were lots of there was a big issue around authenticity to navigate in terms of dealing with the sort of police procedural side of the plot. So, you know, I wouldn't say I was influenced by Line of Duty, but I was conscious of the expectation that that shows like that have brought to the audience reaction to the shows that we're making.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. We see that also on the French market with Spiral, that is extremely authentic also, and that is now clearly from the audience a real need just to be true, even in these kind of shows.
One more thing on that is just to say that it actually the plot as it was originally envisaged in the Swedish original, it simply could not have happened in a British context because of the rules that are now in place around the use of confidential informants. So we had to almost shift the story into a different dimension and actually bring in a sort of a new character or develop a character so that he became almost like a secret service agent or working through a body called the National Crime Agency in the UK, which is a combination of the sort of intelligence services and the police. We had to bring a different dimension to it just to navigate some of those issues around authenticity.
Well, great. So we can't wait watching the series on our screens. Before we leave, do you have any other project on the table? Because this one is finished, is produced. So either a season 2 or totally new projects?
Okay, so we're talking to Channel 4 about a second season of Before We Die. There is a second season for the original, but I think if we're developing it in quite a different direction, because I think the second season becomes more of a political thriller in Sweden. I think if we're going to do it, we want to concentrate on on continuing the sort of human story that we've created. So it's not confirmed yet, but that is definitely in development. I'm also we've done another adaptation through Eagle Eye Drama, which is the company I work with, of a Flemish drama called Professor T. We've done an English language version of that, which was very successful first season. So I'm currently writing the second season of that for ITV in the UK and PBS in the States. And then we have a new and entirely original project, my first original project, which is called Hotel Portofino, which is a 6-part series. It's a period piece. It's set in the 1920s, and it's about a British family who go and open up a high-class hotel on Portofino on the Italian Riviera, which is a very beautiful place to be. And that is been picked up by ITV in the UK. It's PBS in the States. It's got Foxtel. It's got Sky Italia behind it. So, and it's currently, I'm told, selling very well around the world with lots of interest in it. So we've got that, and hoping that will run to a second season as well. So yeah, lots on. It's a great time to be a writer or a producer and be involved in this area, because there is so much demand and so many people looking for new ideas and new series. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're a very, very busy man. Congratulations. We're looking forward to welcome you and then on your new shows, the originals or the second seasons, coming up on Beta Serie La Radio. Thank you so much, Matt. We cross finger for the series, for the European Script Awards also in this festival, and see you soon then on Beta Series. Bye-bye.
Originals, découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média du Festival international du film de Genève 2021 et membre du jury du European Script Award 2021.